Hello, my name is Daniel Nenni, founder of SemiWiki, the open forum for semiconductor professionals. Welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. My guest today is Dr. Walden Rhines. Wally is a lot of things. He's CEO of Cornami, board member, advisor to many, and friends to all. Today, I have the pleasure of talking to him about a recently announced position as chairman of the board for an emerging company called Caspia Technologies. Welcome back, Wally.
I'm glad to be back, Dan.
First, I'd like to mention the press release from Caspia, which was what caught my attention, announcing your role as chairman for the company. I mean, how did this all get started, Wally?
Well, I've known Mark Tiranapore, one of the founders of Caspia, for over 10 years. Serge Leaf, who was my vice president of R&D at Mentor, and I were searching for new challenges that could be addressed by EDA design software. And we picked designed in security as a field. And as we learned more about the topic, we found out that Mark Tiranapore at the University of Connecticut was the clear leader in this area. So we funded R&D programs with Mark and his students to develop a capability for Mentor, which never quite made it to market. But my association with the University of Florida goes back much further than this. I'll tell you how that connects with Mark. I grew up in Gainesville, Florida, where my father was a professor and founder of the material science department at UF. And though I didn't attend there, I've remained close to the university and have been an advisor on College of Engineering boards there for over 40 years. And as a result, I communicated regularly with Cami Abernathy, the former Dean of Engineering and a fellow Stanford material science PhD. And Cami told me that she had decided to build a center of excellence at the University of Florida in hardware security. And I told her the only way to become world class was to interest Mark Tiranapore in it. He was at the University of Connecticut at the time. So Cami's a woman of action, and without my even knowing it, she recruited Mark and his department, including the professors, the students, the postdocs, to move to the University of Florida. And Cami's goal was achieved in spades. Florida Institute for Cybersecurity became the largest and most successful in the U.S. with cumulative more than $100 million of R&D over the last 6 years, 25 tenure-track faculty, 250 PhD students, either graduated or in progress. And so about 4 years ago, Mark and some of his associates founded Caspia with a goal of commercializing software to enable designed-in security. I became an advisor to the company shortly thereafter, and more recently, I became chairman of the board. So we worked together to attract a terrific CEO, Rick Hegberg, and there are several former Mentor faces that they are now, including Mark Carbacco, who's the chief revenue officer and was previously vice president of sales for the Americas at Mentor, Henry Potts, who was previously VP of Mentor's PCB business, and more recently he was EVP at Altium, and he's joined the advisory board. So lots of connections.
Wow, that's a great story, Wally. I did know you were from Florida, and I know you're connected to the University of Florida. Go Gators, right?
Right, right.
So I spend time in Florida, too. I sail around Florida. And I got to ask you, Wally, being from Florida, why is it they need to put don't feed the alligator signs all over the place? I mean, you would think that would go without saying.
Yeah, well, alligators used to be a protected species. Now, alligator hunters are encouraged. Even in the neighborhood where I grew up, we would occasionally have an alligator come out of one of the ponds nearby, and alligators are really fast on land, so people take them seriously. They don't often hurt humans, but they frequently would gobble up a puppy or two in the neighborhood.
Yeah, you know, a friend of mine has a house down there, and he built a house on the water, and he had to put up a fence because there was an alligator there, and it's officially named Wally.
Oh, I'm glad to know that. Yes.
So Wally, you're a busy man. Why join this company now? I mean, you know, what's happening in the market to make this relevant?
Cybersecurity has become one of my most pressing interests, both at my own company, Cornami, and many other places around the semiconductor industry. Almost every month, we hear about new hacks of data centers, cars, or other computer infrastructure. And when I was head of the Department of Commerce Technical Advisory Committee for Semiconductors in the 1970s, I was made aware of the vulnerabilities of the U.S. compute infrastructure due to embedded Trojans in integrated circuits. Now that awareness has blossomed, so no one wants to be identified as the semiconductor supplier who enabled the next great data center hack. So semiconductor companies now have programs to do what they can to protect their chips against cyber intrusions. Recent standards like ISO 21434 for automotive have emerged to provide a framework for chip suppliers to guarantee that they've taken steps to shield their products from unwanted intrusions. Mark Taranipour has been the leader in working with semiconductor companies to help them train their people and to implement advanced safeguards. He also works with systems companies who want to test their printed circuit board designs for vulnerabilities and with companies who want to assure their supply chain allows no counterfeit chips.
Okay, so this is pre-silicon security verification. I mean, that's what CASPI is doing?
Designed in security, yes. And Caspia has targeted integrated circuits, but they handle the whole product life cycle from all the way from development of the RTL to validation of end products. The company started with R&D contracts, mostly from government agencies, using the best of the recent graduates from the Fix Center at the University of Florida. They've been self-funded from the start, and they now have more than $2 million of annual revenue.
Wow. Okay, so I see the connection here. So where's the company in its development? You know, do you have a real product and are you engaged with customers?
Well, they do and they are. Their first major product is just now coming to market. It's called Codex, and it's basically a linter for security vulnerabilities. MITRE Labs has a public list of about 100 vulnerabilities, and Mark's group has been the leader in adding to that list. But the challenge is how you translate those vulnerabilities into actual tests you can do on RTL code. Codec is a classic demonstration of AI applied to EDA at its best. They use the information databases of vulnerabilities, and Codec tests the RTL code and in a matter of seconds, identifies vulnerabilities and recommends solutions. It would be impossible for an RTL developer to identify these vulnerabilities by hand, but now it's a press of the button, just like a linter, for every RTL block or for entire designs. And what Caspia has found is that developers become better and better at avoiding vulnerabilities in their code as they use Codex to find and correct them.
Right. Security linter. I got it. So given the experience base of the executives, I'm sure you guys have some big customers in process. I mean, are any of them announced? Is there something you can tell us?
Well, I can't give you the names. I haven't gotten permission for that yet, but I can tell you that they include much of a who's who of the semiconductor industry. If a semiconductor company is developing chips that will end up in cars or data centers, there's a very high probability that they're already using or at least testing Caspia's Codex product.
Wow, this is great news. You know, I'm always excited when a new EDA company comes about. And, you know, at DAC this year, we chatted at DAC. I mean, there was a lot of new EDA companies, and it's such an encouraging thing. And security is one of the big topics now in the semiconductor industry, of course. So this seems like great timing, a great fit.
I think so. It's a very pertinent need right now. There's an awareness emerging. It's something where you need the world expert and the whole team of people that have experience, and that's what Caspia has.
So one last question, Wally. How can people find out more about Caspia Technologies?
Just go to the web. It's Caspia Technologies, one word. It's caspiatechnologies.com, and there's a description of the problem they solve, how they solve it, how to get in contact with them.
Yeah, I just clicked on it, and it says book a demo. So you're demoing the software. That would be interesting.
Absolutely. We'll have to get you down there, have you, or just try it online and then let us know what you think.
No, I'd like to go to Florida and feed the alligators.
Yeah, you would. Do a little at the same time, I'm sure.
All right, Wally. Hey, listen, I look forward. We'll do an update with you, you know, towards the end of the year, or early next year, and find out what's more. And if something big happens, definitely let me know, because Caspi is definitely on my radar.
Great, Dan. Be glad to do it.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening, and have a great day.